Good afternoon. We continue to track a cold front through interior New York and New England today, with numerous showers and even a steadier rain out ahead of the front as it moves through eastern New York and most of New England over the next several hours. The rain will begin to wind down toward and then after sunset, and a drying trend will take place. Temperatures behind the front are falling off quickly and will continue to slide back through the 50s and 40s during the evening hours. As skies clear out tonight, high pressure will build in and temperatures will drop all the way down into the lower to mid-30s to begin the day tomorrow. Tomorrow will be dry. With that high pressure center in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine, although clouds will tend to mix in, and temperatures will be about 5 to 8 degrees below normal and hold in the middle 40s for afternoon highs. In fact, that high pressure center will dominate through the middle of the week, keeping it dry and mostly sunny on Wednesday, although chilly, with highs back into the middle and upper 40s, before reaching to about 50 with sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds on Thursday. Another front will approach from central Canada on Thursday evening and overnight. As it blows through, perhaps a few snow showers in the mountains, but the temperature story behind this front will be what's most important, as on Friday, it'll be unseasonably cold with a mix of sun and clouds, quite windy as well, as temperatures hold in the middle 30s. It'll be in the 30s again on Saturday, despite some sunshine. Some high clouds will move in later in the day, and by Sunday, skies will be mostly cloudy with highs back into the lower 40s. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, cloudy with showers and temperatures dropping back through the 60s and into the 50s. In Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers, temperatures falling back through the 60s, and clearing skies with temperatures sliding through the 40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have a drying trend through the evening and we'll clear it out later tonight with temperatures back toward 30. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, chilly tomorrow with highs in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds and showers through the evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, much cooler tomorrow in the middle and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any showers will come to an end, drying out later this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, with temperatures dropping back to the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and chilly tomorrow, lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any showers will wind down this evening, drying out and clearing out overnight tonight, with temperatures back into the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery, cool tomorrow in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any clouds and showers winding down, drying out, then clearing out overnight tonight, with lows back into the lower and middle 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, much cooler tomorrow in the mid-40s. Region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny, mid to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Friday, only in the mid-30s for highs. Sunshine giving way to high clouds Saturday, upper 30s, and mostly cloudy in the lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.